This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor at worldsweeper.com, and I have with me on the phone Travis Sales, and he is the director of sales for North America for NordSense, and this is a company that has developed an optimization process for waste collection, which is a fancy way of saying they can tell you when your outdoor trash bins need to be emptied so that it doesn't spill all over the place and make your sweeper have to pick up more where in places that it can't. So I felt like this was, although not quite sweeping, it has some application. And so I asked Travis if we could learn a little bit about NordSense. So with that introduction, Travis, please tell us about this and what is going to be happening at APWA about this in terms of the presentation and what you have to say about your product line.
Sure, thanks. So NordSense is a smart waste solution. What it really involves is a small sensor that fits in the palm of your hand that can be placed into any sort of waste receptacle, whether that is an outside trash container, a front-end loader dumpster, all the way to things like a collection container used for charitable donations. And the concept is that the sensor tells you what's going on inside the container. In most of the use cases that we deal with, the number one problem that a city or a company or an organization has when it comes to managing either solid waste or whatever it may be in these containers is that they are really working blind. They don't know exactly what's going on in the container, so anything that they try to do proactively is really just guesswork. So what we do is by putting the sensor in the container, we're able to measure exactly what's going on. We use a laser technology that actually shoots 16 times every time it samples the contents to build the topology to truly understand what's going on in the container, so that you can look at that analysis over time to say how often something fills up, how often does it get emptied, because we also are able to detect that, so that you can make proactive decisions. And really how this sort of applies, like what's going on with San Francisco, who will be speaking at the conference there in Seattle, is that they had overflowing trash bins on their street. And they were taking in over 12,000 calls a year on their 311 number for just that problem. So how do you get control of that, right? How do you minimize not only just the perception of overflowing trash on a city street, but all the associated costs like sending out street cleaning crews with sweepers and so forth to actually clean up everything around the containers? Because that's a tremendous amount of expense and time that the city has to spend for a problem that they didn't really understand how to get a hold of until they started talking with us. So by deploying these sensors into those containers, they actually know now what's going on, so they can be proactive to work with their hauler to decide best route optimization. Perhaps containers on certain corridors need to be picked up 3 times a day simply because of their geography and the amount of people coming through. When they did this, they realized not only that the overflowing bin calls that were coming in practically vanished. I mean, I hate to say 98, 99%, but that's exactly what they saw. But they also saw a reduction almost to 70% in the street cleaning activities that they were experiencing. So it really helps in just knowing what's going on first, so that you can take proactive steps in order to accomplish it. And by virtue of this, what we start to see are other areas within an environment like a city or someplace that has, let's say, for instance, parks and recreation departments is another prime example where, you necessarily cannot get out there with a garbage truck or a sweeper to clean things up if there's an overflowing can. And more to the point, it's usually people within that department who have to get in a pickup truck and drive around all day visiting all the different parks to try to collect the trash. Again, the idea is to know what's going on, have a centralized location for it, and then have something dynamic, which is our navigation app, that allows the person doing the collections to go out there in an optimized way to only pick up what's necessary and not to waste the time and the fuel and the effort going around and visiting every single location, whether it needed to be picked up or not. So that's really what NordSense brings to the table and is where we're getting a lot of traction, not only here in the U.S., cities like San Francisco and elsewhere, but also over in Europe and down into the Middle East, where we actually have a very large deployment going on in Israel for the exact same use case scenario.
Well, that's very, very good at explanation of what you've got going on, and it does make perfect sense. Not only do they not have to waste their time driving to the ones that don't need to be refilled, but they don't have to get out of their car and walk over to them and you know, all of that, or out of the vehicle anyway. I can see where that would definitely have some applications for reducing the amount of sweeping, and whether it's machine sweeping or other that would have to be done. So that's great. I'll link your website to this and write up some information about it, and we'll take it from there. And thanks. We're thanking Travis Sales, and he is the Director of Sales for NordSense, as you heard. And would you like to provide a contact information that you'd like people to use for this?
Sure, absolutely. If anybody would like to know more about NordSense, you obviously can visit the website, which is just NordSense.com. Mm-hmm. You can actually email me if you'd like as well, which is just Travis, T-R-A-V-I-S, at NordSense.com. And be more than happy to talk with anybody. I think it's also sort of important when you think about it in terms of sweepers and what that represents as well, is a lot of cities are cash strapped. And this is an interesting sort of tertiary benefit. When you have, you know, the cost associated with equipment and gear and things like that, sweepers being one of them, you obviously want to optimize your investment. And if one of the ways you're able to optimize your investment and get more use out of the equipment, more appropriate use, is also to make sure you're not overusing it and being able to, you know, minimize the fleet to what is optimal. That way, as, you know, things age out and you want to replace it, you're able to get into the newer technologies because you're not looking at having to maintain an older fleet because it's so overworked. And it's a good way to sort of keep abreast, right? Because I would imagine the sweepers and so forth, at some point you want to upgrade, right? You want to get a newer, better version. And I think with our technology, what it does is it helps remove some of the burden, allows a city to invest properly in new gear, new equipment, without looking at it from the aspect of, man, we really can't spend that money because we still have this problem. We have to maintain this fleet, and it's just too expensive to do all of that. So
correct.
It's, you know, it's very much a benefit to all sorts of side components to a municipality and what they have to look at spending their money on. And kind of going back to a question you asked me earlier, our solution is a subscription service. And I think that's an important aspect as well, because a lot of other technologies that are out there, not quite like us, but similar, they require a pretty heavy capital investment up front. And that is in the tune of thousands and thousands of dollars in the hardware itself, whether it's a solar-powered compactor or something of that nature. And the maintenance costs associated with that are also in the thousands of dollars per unit, whereas our solution works with the existing containers that a city already owns and is just a small sensor that gets placed in there. And because the subscription is only $14 a month, with no additional costs in hardware or data communication or anything like that, it's an incredibly affordable solution that has a return on investment that is just unparalleled compared to, you know, pulling off, you know, normal street containers and putting in a compactor once every four or five blocks, where we know people aren't going to use them and they're going to break down and they've got to be maintenance. This is really about doing what old Walt Disney said when he built his park, which is, you know, I want to have a trash can within 30 feet of a guest at any point in my park, because he understood human nature. And human nature is that when somebody has something they want to get rid of and throw away, there better be a can there. Because if there's not, we kind of already know what they're going to do. So this really is about optimizing at the lowest common denominator, which is allowing people to use more containers on the streets or in a park or in a facility or a campus or something of that nature without looking at it from the financial impact of thousands of dollars for something, when you're talking about $14 a month, that becomes pretty affordable.
Yeah, it certainly does. Well, I just love how technology can take over some of this burden. I was just earlier today running through some photos and ran across one that was a line drawing of an 1894 street sweeper. And I can tell you that there have been some technological changes that make the process more efficient since then. So this certainly sounds like one that's going to really have an impact on overflowing trash cans, which is certainly one of my pet peeves when I'm out there. And it detracts from the city, detracts from the park, or wherever it's put. So real glad to hear it, Travis. Thank you very much for this. And again, we're talking to Travis Sales from NordSense, and we have all the contact information on the article that accompanies this. So thanks again, Travis.
No, thank you, Ranger. Appreciate it.